Good evening, Audio Boo people here. Good Thursday morning, whichever you want to look at it. I'm playing some mellow music here by Yanni here from the In My Time collection. And it's called In the Morning Light. Well, it's not exactly morning light, not for a few hours yet. But what I wanted to do about this boo is reflect on the last 22 years of having my own place. Well, not really totally by myself, but I'm going to fill in the story about all that. It's just a week away since I'm going to be moving out of this apartment here at 5 Lewis Avenue on the 7th floor, where I've had this as my home since February 1st of 2008. And Elizabeth and Liz and I were a couple at the time when we moved in, but about 2 years ago, that kind of went out, and so she got her own place, and has been there since the beginning of the month, and I'm here now, feeling, you know, as a sense of, I don't know if you can call it a sense of loneliness or loss, because of the fact of having to move back to my parents. The reason for this move is because of, I've mentioned before on previous boos, I collect ODSP, Ontario Disability Support, and that only gives you so much. You only get a single person on ODSP, for example, only gets $1,000 a month, just over $1,000, $1,073 is the amount. It may vary depending on circumstances. And the average rent in most major cities, you're looking $600 to $700 for a one-bedroom apartment. Even for a bachelor, you're looking at over $600. And you cannot get, and then most of the time you got to pay for hydro on top of that, as well as groceries. And most of us now have internet, cable TV, and other things that they need to pay for. So, basically, you don't have a lot of money left. But anyway, the point of this boo is to talk about reflecting on the last 22 years of my living out on my own, out from my parents. Originally, I did in 1988, was the first time when I was at school. And but then I moved back home to my parents after I left school, just because I didn't know what else to do. I thought about coming to St. Catharines in 1990 to make a go at my own place then. But I moved to Brantford in August of 1991. I decided for a while before, because I was dating someone from the school at the time, the Ross McDonald School. Her name was Nina at the time. That is the real reason I went back to Brantford. I told my parents they probably wouldn't have stood behind me. Although I'm an adult, mine, like so many blind people, think, oh, you know, how are you going to manage on your own and all, and this and that. But alas, they stood back and let me move out, and I decided to go to Brantford. I told them that because I was familiar with Brantford, I wanted to go there. So I moved there in August of 1991 with my Uncle Pete, who had a minivan and a trailer, and we had some stuff. Of course, I'd gone up before to get an apartment in the building I'd previously been in, which actually was across the hall from my one bedroom that I had. This time around was a bachelor apartment. And so I took that, where I would stay and visit Nina at the school. And then that fell apart, and I would be in another relationship, which would run into disaster. Well, it wasn't really the fault of the two of us at the time in 92, but because her mom pulled her from the school, and she'd left, and about moving to Portugal, and all, big fiasco about that. And I was pretty hurt and upset for a while, and just kind of existed from day to day, because I knew she wouldn't be there. But anyway, you know, life went on. I stayed with the CA. I did some things with bowling and, well, actually, no, I don't think I did that at first. Well, I think I did some. So I just kind of stayed there in Brantford. And in late 92, actually early, yeah, it was have been, I just started, actually it was in late 91. Yeah, because then it started, I called Christian Record Services in the States, and I requested the Young and Alive magazine, a subscription to that. And I got started writing pen pals to different people, and including my ex-wife. Well, she was my at the time I wrote to a bunch of people in 92, and of course my girlfriend at the time, Angela, did get it as well. So we but then she left the school. But anyway, moving on, I started writing to a few people. In late 92, I wrote to somebody from Tennessee, and then corresponding on. Meantime, money was starting to get tough in 93, when because I was living on my own, I was eating out quite a bit, and I'd had some money left that I'd accumulated over my growing up, and eventually that started cutting into that. And gradually getting less and less, and by 93, it reached the bottom of the barrel of that savings. Then I had, of course, the stereo broke down. I had to get the pay to fix that, and so then there was that, and so then things started getting harder. I was able to pull through, and then I would, in about early October 93, I would soon realize, or I would soon discover that one of the people I was writing to from Tennessee had feelings for me. So, like I've been writing to a few, like for Tennessee, and then this one from Alabama as well, Delma, and of course, little did I know then that I could have had something with her then, 20 years ago, but that was not to be. So anyway, I wasn't sure, was debating whether to go back to my parents then, because of costs were starting to get out of control, while it was starting to get harder to, I was coming up short a lot at the time. So, but then when I realized the feelings that Denise at the time had feelings, I decided I would try to stick it out and stay on. I had a telemarketing job at the time at this place called ACC Long Distance, where I was selling long distance, because our long distance market had just opened up at the time, and I was trying to encourage people to promote long distance savings. And but of course it was hard, because I'm not a good pusher. I mean, I believe in telling people about something, and if they say no, well, okay, fine, you know, then, you know, I'm sorry I gave you trouble, and but this was, you know, we still had to go on and on. So I finally left it in November. I thought, well, maybe, you know, maybe that little, those little few extra dollars as I was making, I could put towards going to see her, because I sort of talked about some of the people, if I get, you know, get to know, or, you know, I'd kind of make a trip and meet up with some of these people, although I think probably was not the best. That would not have been the best thing, I don't think. A lot of these were adults, of course, but I think it would have been a lot of money would have just not permitted me to do so, and that, of course, I realized that. But then we talked about, in early 94, talking about getting married to the person from Tennessee, Denise, and so I was thinking about, how am I going to get down there? Well, my dad owed me some money, and so I'd have to deal with that. So I took care of that problem, and I went down and got married in June of 94. So that was from my first apartment, was a bachelor apartment. Then I'd first planned on moving into, I'd had an apartment all set and lease signed and everything to move to a apartment there. But it looked like we were going to stay in the States there, kind of. She that Denise kind of got where she wanted to stay. She wanted to stay, but then things didn't work in her favor, so we came up here. And we stayed in several apartments. We first had one on Linden Avenue, and we moved into early July of 94. Luckily, it was in the same building, just it was a different apartment than I was going to get originally. And probably just as well, because had we gone into this apartment, we would have been right across the hall from a lady that would take advantage of people in the apartment, like would borrow stuff, borrow food, borrow money and stuff, and I'll pay you back, and blah, blah, blah. You know, we still contended with her because, well, she came over to our apartment, and because the lady that lived next to us, her name was Diane, she was friends with this B, was this lady, or Beatrice, but her name just knew B, and she had a scooter and all the, and so Denise and I got to know her, and so, and there was that, and we were at that place for about a year and a bit, till 95, when I was going to try going to college for business administration. Well, that wasn't very good, but anyway, we moved to a different apartment. It was a fourplex in a house on Palace Street. 12 Palace Street, lower unit. And that's when we, by this point, we had a portable dishwasher. Then when we moved to Palace Street, Denise wanted a washer and dryer because there were hookups there. So we thought, well, we'll get the washer and dryer. So we got that. And we did it like a rent to own. And so that was in 95. We were there in... And of course, the college didn't, like, I just went through the first semester. The second term, I just thought, nah. Well, I think I went as far as March, I think. I don't think I completed the year. But, there was that. And then, that was when money troubles were to start, because I was only getting my ODSP check. And there was the rent plus hydro. And by then, at that point, I was only getting $930. And that had to pay, I think it was $470-something rent and hydro and telephone, cable, and like to pay for a dishwasher, washer, and dryer. And we've even had to just barely made those payments. At times we'd have to cut them a little bit or something like that. And we came to the point in 96 where, because we knew having to juggle with bills and expenses. And 1 year we didn't even do Christmas because we just had to use all the money for bills. We always managed to find some money in some years, but we didn't even do Christmas 1 year. Didn't even bother. I don't know if we even bothered putting the tree up. I don't think we did. But anyway, then things did pick up when I went to my worker. I told her and I said, look, I said, is there anything, even if it's like an emergency relief fund? I was desperate because it was that or possibly getting our hydro turned off or phone turned off or something, and I didn't really want that. And I even had some money already sent in to pay a fee for some immigration work, but luckily the fee had not yet been cashed. So I had to call a worker, and bless her heart, she was a very good worker who helped us through the whole situation. Told her the situation, what it was, and so she sent the $300-some back to use to pay the hydro bill. And so, of course, I would have to pay that back. I would have to resubmit the fee at a later time, which I eventually did do. And so that was interesting. And then, anyway, into 90s, and then we got Denise on my ODSP check on a combined, because up here, when a spouse of someone, they get one combined check. They don't get two checks like in the States. And so, anyway, once she was included on the check, it went up, and there was like a weight lifting off my shoulder, because then we'd be able to afford the rent and still have money left over, which was great. So we moved into a townhouse in 97 on Darling Street. It was a nice house. It had a garage. It was like a lower level. At the bottom level, at ground level, was a garage. And a back area for like lawn, for washer and dryer, and a kind of a storeroom there. And that's where the furnace was. Then you went up into a living room, dining room, and kitchen. and the top was three bedrooms. And I had my computer in a room, Denise had her room, and there was our main bedroom, and then our living room downstairs, because previously I had my computer in the living room, and there were a few times where Denise would, I started to ignore Denise some because of the computer. Then, like, she took interest in some, and so in the computer some, so she let her play some on mine, and that's when I was using Arctic Speech, and that's when I got on the BBS, bulletin board systems. And then I started hearing about this thing called the Information Superhighway, which would lead to the internet, and I thought, I'm not going to waste time with that. But that subject's for another boo, so I'll leave that. But anyway, I finally did get on the internet, and it was full steam ahead from there. That was in 96, late 96. We were still on Palace Street. Then in the meantime, we were in the townhouse. We were there kind of trying to, and I was all throughout trying to find something to do, work to do. It wasn't really getting anywhere. It was just basically a treadmill. And now 97, and I went through this discovery program through the March of Dimes in early 1998. And Denise mentions to me at the time, in January, February of 98, you know, maybe we should move to St. Catharines and be close to your parents. And I thought, well, it's not a bad idea. Nothing really keeping me here in Brantford, so what the heck. So, later 98, it was off to St. Catharines, to a townhouse on 311 Bunting Road. And which you'll see, I will actually share a picture of this one, which you'll see, which will be the image that'll be with the audio boo that I will attach to this boo. And that's what, if you haven't already seen it when you've clicked on it, that's the picture of the townhouse. Where we would live from late August 1998 through May of 2005. We talked previously about moving not only to another apartment, but also back to the States. Denise, in 2004, let me know she wasn't really happy. That's when I finally heard that she wasn't happy. And she started talking to people, and I was like, we'd kind of, well, the place was too big. And like the rooms were nice that we had our own rooms, but she was down in the basement. I was upstairs. And computers got the better of us. We didn't spend as much time as we could have together, and I wanted the computer instead of spending the time with her. She, in the meantime, got learning using the computers and doing stuff on there, and then she started talking with a gang, someone from Louisiana and from Texas, and so then once moving out of there, in 2005, we moved to Lewis Avenue on 711, on the 7th floor here. And that's where we were, and 9 months later, she would leave, 2006. So I was on my own. I held up in the apartment, and I met Liz in August of 2006 through Loving with Disabilities, which was supposed to be kind of a, you know, just kind of a social kind of dating site. Because that was, of course, the precursor. That was, of course, before Facebook and Twitter and all that social media. So there was that. And, of course, it was in Yahoo groups. Of course, you're probably, know, if, unless you're under a rock, you know, I'm sure most of you are familiar with the Yahoo groups. I'd actually found it because I tried online some of these dating sites, and there was a dating with disabilities. I think it was Dating for Disabilities. And they mentioned this group, Loving with Disabilities. So I went on there. And we would have a lot of chats using Yahoo Messenger. So, before this, I've been, you know, trying to get somebody, you know, different people tried to almost scam me, and I came within very close to being scammed for money, somebody from Nigeria. But I fortunately saved myself just in time. And I'd met a wonderful lady up from Council Bluffs, Iowa. And kind of wish I'd stuck it with her, actually, but, you know, she was all the way in Iowa and I was here in Ontario. So, but, you know, and I only just really started getting to know her. And anyway, with this Loving with LWD group, that's where Liz was on. And we started chatting, and all of a sudden we start just chatting up right away, and within days, just, oh, I wonder what it would be like if we were together. And so we just chatted up when we met and started staying together. She started staying 2 weeks, going back a while. She came back a couple more weeks, but it was just back and forth. And we talked about living together, and by March of 2007, we were together. And I decided to downsize because, well, the two of us didn't need that big apartment, and we had cheaper rent. Well, that was, we both had computers, so they were in the living room. There was, let's see, there was a long one wall. There was my computer desk, the entertainment center, and then her computer table with her computer on it. So that was kind of tricky, especially if we both wanted to listen to music. Only one of us could listen to music and that, and so. But I didn't take long to realize that I don't know if this is such a good idea or not. In the meantime, I'd started internet broadcasting, and so I was able to do that, of course. And, of course, Liz got into broadcasting. And so we started with stations like the, well, you know, I was doing like FTP radio for the people. Then I started venturing out into other stations with some people were starting. There was one called the Q Online. That was the first one. Then, of course, 97.9 hits. So I don't know, hot979.com. And I think it changed the name. But anyway, that was there. And so there was that, internet radio, the different stations. 2020 The Blink was tried for a few months. That kind of bombed. Then it was, what was it? It wasn't The Blink. It was some other name we used. We were going to do Sky 106. That fell apart. But anyway, I did that. And then 2008, it came up here, moved up here. And like going through internet radio and finally left internet about a couple of years ago. Well, I did HLDW, but that kind of only lasted it was about 9 months because we just weren't getting the listeners. And that was my problem with internet radio. But anyway, so we were here, and a lot of things here in this apartment. Of course, we got the computer, this desktop here that I'm still using. And it's been in a couple times with a new power supply, new hard drive. And so anyway, so gosh, I think this is one of my longer boos, but anyway, there was that, and of course, high blood pressure, having cats over the years, Lucky, Sammy, and Emmy for a few weeks, and Leo for about a few days, and so I've had my kitties, and of course, then later would be Princess up to 2011, and of course, the latest cat, Bee. Well, it was actually my Liz's cat, who was, by this point, we'd broken up as a couple. And I started hooking up with Delma. Things were getting serious with her. And so we got engaged and married last year. And so, like, then, of course, all the different memories come together. And so Liz finally talked about getting her own place now that we were no longer a couple. But we kind of held on staying here because, you know, for financial reasons was the main thing. We kind of stuck it out. But she finally decided this year after several things, issues, that it was time to get her own place. So hence, she's got her own place now. And I'm here with just about a week left to vacate this unit. And so getting rid of most of my stuff except for the clothing, most of my clothes. There'll probably be some that will end up, even if it gets to my parents, I probably won't be wearing it. Probably get put out because some of it's old and faded. And so a lot of like the entertainment center that I've had since 95 and table and chairs since 98. And of course, a few weeks ago, I had to let the bed go because of bed bugs. That I've had since 94, and of course Liz had to let hers go too, and the couch of course was since 2005, and So this apartment here is, it's really noticeable. A lot of stuff's gone. And so there's things to go through and things to do to pack up before getting out. So with that said, I'm going to wrap this boo up. The music you hear is Yanni from a collection In My Time. And the reason I've had this is because, see, when Denise and I were taping in the months before we got married, she sent quite a few things. Actually, one of the first things shortly after we started taping is some Enya, Watermark, and what's the one with Caribbean Blue? I can't remember which it was. But she sent me a whole thing with Yanni on it. And of course, I didn't know what it was. It was just some nice soft music. But it's Yanni, and In My Time is what you've been hearing. So I would listen to that quite a bit on the cassette. I still have the cassette somewhere along with all the tapes I've accumulated over since I started accumulating cassettes. So anyway, friends, I'm going to wrap things up. Here's today's October 24th, and I'm going to wrap this thing up and hope I wasn't too long for some of you and that I didn't ramble too much or say too much. And if I did, my apologies. Most of my boos will not be this long, but didn't plan for this one to be quite this long, but oh well. I guess once in a while can't harm. I see other people do long boos too, so. Anyway, folks, I want to thank you for listening to this boo and putting up with me. And so, y'all take care, and have a blessed day, and I will boo at y'all later. So, take care, all.